We all have those friends who are simply good cooks. They seem to operate with a culinary ESP. You know, the bakers who insist on creaming butter that is softened but not warm, or the cooks who sprinkle salt in tiny bits throughout the entire cooking process. Are these just kitchen tricks? Absolutely not. It may be instinctive for some, but it is science to all. Anyone can be a better cook. And with that in mind, our managing producer, Sally Swift, is pairing up with Molly Birnbaum, the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen, for a lesson in fundamentals.
Molly, good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
So you talked to 10 different people about how to cut up an onion, and everyone has a different opinion. Does the way you cut onion and garlic make a difference to the way they taste?
It really does make a difference to the way they taste.
I knew you were going to say that.
It really does. When you cut an onion or a clove of garlic, what you're doing is you're inciting an interaction within that clove or piece of onion. You're rupturing cells with your knife or with your teeth if you're chewing. And when you break down those cells, you're releasing an enzyme. And that enzyme interacts with an amino acid that's in a different cell, right in that garlic. And when those two combine, they create a third component, one that has that super intense flavor or smell. And so the flavor of garlic or onion then effectively does not occur until you start cutting it or chewing it. And even after you chop it, that flavor will continue to build for about 10 minutes or more. So if you chop garlic ahead of time before you put it into a dish, it will get stronger and stronger and stronger.
So what are some tricks for manipulating? How would you have us go about it?
Well, when it comes to onions, what we recommend doing is cutting pole to pole with the grain of the onion so that you're rupturing less cells as you cut. Mm-hmm. With garlic, you can cut it into thin slices rather than mincing it up or putting it through a garlic press. The garlic press is what really kind of riles up all those cells and interactions and smells.
I bet it's just completely pureed.
Just mashing it up right in there.
And so when you cook with it, what happens when you heat them?
Well, that's the other way of controlling the flavor of alliums like onions and garlic. The enzyme that interacts with the amino acid in there gets denatured at a certain temperature. So if you bring it up to about 140 degrees, which is a light saute, it's toasting a garlic clove with its skin still on, you know, in a dry pan for a while, that enzyme is no longer working. And so then it's no longer making these strong flavors. So a little bit of heat will totally mellow out the flavor.
And what about acid? I know lots of people soak onion, raw onion, in vinegar or sometimes ice bath to try to cool them down, to tame them a little bit. Does that work?
It does work. It helps a lot. We like soaking it in a little bit of lemon juice. And especially when you're making, say, a Caesar salad, that really complements the flavor of the dressing too. And it also does calm down the flavor of the garlic.
And what about salting? How does salt react with the two of them?
Well, one of the things that we like to do when it comes to sauteing onions, so you've chopped up onions, you want to saute them for a dish. We like to add salt immediately when we put it in because the salt helps bring the moisture out of the onions and then will help them cook down and brown up a little bit faster. So you get a nicer, deeper, browner flavor.
So they sweat a little bit.
They sweat a little bit with the salt.
You did a funny test on how to not tear up when you're cutting onions and garlic.
Yes, we did a really fun and ridiculous test in which two of our test cooks in America's Test Kitchen, who are both very prone to crying. Some people are more criers than others when it comes to the very specific enzyme that onions have that causes your eyes to tear up. And what they did was they tried out every single test that they could think of, all of the myths, all of the legends, everything.
Including the unlit match in their teeth.
They put an unlit match in their teeth. They put a toothpick in their teeth. They put an onion on their head. They held a piece of bread in their mouth. I mean, they went full stop. And what they found that worked best was wearing contact lenses, which, of course, doesn't really work if you don't need contact lenses. Ski goggles.
Safety glasses.
Anything that kind of blocks that chemical from entering your eyes will help.
Nothing like making you laugh a little bit in the kitchen as well, you know?
Yes.
That's pretty great. Hey, and what is the truth about using garlic that has a sprout coming out of it? Do you remove the sprout? Do you leave it?
Well, we did some tests in the kitchen, and we found that while there's nothing wrong with eating the sprout, it does have a little bit of a bitter flavor, so we prefer to take it out before cooking with it.
All right. Well, that clarified some things. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Molly Birnbaum is the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. She left us with a recipe for pasta with garlic and oil. Find it at splendidtable.org.